is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. What a joy it is to have you join us today. We're going to be in Acts chapter 4, and I would encourage you, if you have a Bible available, to go and find it, open it up, and join us as we consider His Word today. I want to remind you again about our little prayer journals. This is just simply a little notebook that fits into a shirt pocket, fits into a purse or a Bible case, a place where you can keep track of prayer requests. We send out many of these every week, and we'd love to get one into your hands as well. All you have to do is contact us and send us an address and send us where you're hearing the broadcast today, what station you're listening to today, or perhaps it's on our website or one of the podcasts where this is posted. But let us know where you're hearing the program and give us an address. And we'll send you one of the prayer journals. And here's the thing. We're not going to add you to a mailing list. We're not going to be begging you for money. We're not going to be flooding your email box full of emails. We're not going to be filling your mailbox full of mail. It's just a simple thing. You write to us. We'll send you the prayer journal. You pray for us. And that will be it. We would appreciate that so much. So all you have to do is contact us. There's three ways. You can do it through the website at considerhisword.org. There you'll see a link that says Contact Us. Just simply click on that link and, again, tell us where you're hearing the broadcast and give us an address. So you can do it through the website. Again, considerhisword.org. You can contact us directly by email. We're getting more and more emails at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. You can also, as many do, just simply write to us here at Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. I'll give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We'll look forward to hearing from you and getting one of these prayer journals in the mail out to you. In Acts chapter 4, we find a time when Peter particularly ends up in prison. And I want to read this whole passage of Scripture so you can get the whole context of what was going on and why this was happening. We are going to go back into Acts chapter 3 a little bit, but we'll spend most of our time here in Acts chapter 4. Beginning at verse 1, the Bible says, "And as they spake unto the people, the priests and the captains of the people and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection of the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in the hold unto the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. And it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes, and Annas the high priest, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and as many were of the kindred of the high priest, were gathered together at Jerusalem. When they had set them in the midst, they asked, By what power or by what name have you done this? Then Peter, being filled with the Holy Ghost, said to them, Ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God rose from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. So here Peter and John had been arrested. They had been held in prison at least overnight. Now, the whole reason that they had been in prison really happened back in chapter 3 at the first part of the chapter. And you may be familiar with it, and I want to go back and just read a little bit of that and what happened. We go back to Acts chapter 3 in the first verse. The Bible says, "Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John go about into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, Look on us. And he gave heed to them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered in with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed by Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon, greatly wondering." So this man had been healed. And we go then down to chapter 4 where we started. And as they were preaching, then these people, the Sadducees, the Bible says, as they spake to the people, the priests and the captains of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them. Many of this would have been the Sanhedrin of that day, being grieved. Now, I want you to notice what they were upset about. Being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection of the dead. It's important to note that all through Acts, that John, Peter, Paul, every time you see someone preaching, the center of their message, the focus of their message was that Jesus had risen from the dead. That a dead man lived. And by the way, this is the whole basis of our salvation. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's Romans 10:9. So they were upset. Notice they were not that upset that this man had been healed. But I think they were upset, for one thing, that they had drawn this crowd. Remember that the Bible says here that there were above 5,000 that came to the Lord. When they saw these crowds of people coming, and they heard the preaching of particularly here of John and Peter, that they were preaching the resurrection of the dead. Well, they put them in jail. The Bible says they laid hands on them, put them in the hold until the next day, because it was in the evening. Now, I'm really headed to verse 12 here in this passage of Scripture, but I wanted you to see the background and where it all came from. You know, and so they brought them before the leaders. They brought them out and they began to question them. It's interesting, the crowd that was here. We go down to verse 5. It says it was on the next day, on the morrow, that their rulers, the elders and scribes, and Annas the high priest, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest, were gathered together at Jerusalem. You'll see some familiar names here. because it was Ananias and Caiaphas especially that were at the trial before they crucified Jesus. And so some of these were the very same people that were there. There were some familiar names, some others as well. And their primary question when they pulled them out, brought them to their council, verse 7 says, they set them in the midst and they asked, by what power or by what name have you done this? Now, I wonder, how could they miss this? Because even when the man was healed, they said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, take up your bed and walk. Now, I think they perhaps maybe thought it was some demonic power. I don't know. But they challenged about the name, about under the name which they had done this. And it was Peter that answered them. His answer really begins at verse 8. And boy, I'll tell you, Peter here, he pulled no punches. First of all, notice he was filled with the Holy Ghost. He was filled with the Spirit of God. So he spoke with boldness. And he said, you rulers of the people and elders in Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, who God raised from the dead, by him does this man stand before you whole. By the way, notice the lame man was there. I wonder if they had arrested him too. But he was there. And Peter told them right out. He said, it was by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that you crucified. Boy, wouldn't you like to see the look on their face? When Peter, I think he was pointing his finger right at them. And he said, the Jesus of Nazareth say, you crucified, that God raised from the dead. He gave it right to them. He said it was by this name and by this power that you see this man standing before you whole. And I want to get down to verse 12 for just a second because we're running out of time. We'll pick up with this next week, Lord willing. He then said, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Notice he said it was under the name of Jesus only. And that's what I want to talk about today, and I've already run out of time. We'll pick up with this next week, and again, you can hear all of the messages at considerhisword.org. But he says it was by the name of Jesus of Nazareth that you crucified, that God raised from the dead. He's the one that this man stands before you whole. And verse 12 says, neither is there salvation in any other. There's no other way. There's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There was no other name, no other power except by the name of Jesus. Join us again next week as we continue this message.
Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his words.